to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, to hour number two here. We're talking about North Korea's launch of a missile that's coming up here. And I think the reason that we're seeing so much doom and gloom and warning about how it could be used for evil purpose, you know, your Toyota can be used for evil purpose. Is that a reason to ban all Toyotas? No, of course it isn't. So what's going on here? Well, apparently the United States and South Korea are holding war games practicing the invasion of North Korea. So it's not bad enough that we've already got about 10, 12 wars going on over in Africa and Asia, Central Asia, Middle East, if you will. Now they want to start up another one in Korea. It really is a world war that we're heading into. I don't think that's a really good idea, because I think in the long run, we're going to lose. It's really, really a bad thing here. Now, our government continues to try and find ways to discourage us from standing up and saying, you know, war is really stupid. And we've been talking about how the U.S. government has resorted to a tactic of the old Soviet Union to declare dissent of any kind to be a mental illness. Stalin used to do that. You didn't like what the government was doing. Oh, you must be crazy not to see what an amazing workers' paradise we've created here. So we'll send you off to count trees in Siberia. And so now apparently the U.S. government is now saying that fear of tyranny in the population is a psychiatric disorder. If you're concerned that the government is turning into a fascist dictatorship, there's no reality there. You're just mentally ill, and you must take your forced medication until you love the government again. And it is. It's right out of the Soviet Union here. And talk about the inmates in charge of the asylum, because we know that authoritarianism is the real mental illness. We know that money junkieism is it's addiction. We know that power and money attract sociopathic people, and that's a recognized mental illness. So we have a government and a financial system dominated by people with known recognized psychiatric illness looking around and saying, you're the rest of you, you're the nutcases, because you don't think this is a wonderful system we've set up. It's amazing. Obama has apparently given the Internal Revenue Service $500 million to start implementing the individual mandate option of Obamacare. In other words, they're going to be sending around the IRS agents to knock on your door and say, you better show us proof of health insurance or we're going to take away your license to breathe, or some such nonsense like that. The Supreme Court has not yet ruled on this case. And at core is this question of whether the government can order you to spend your money in a particular location. It's one thing when the government takes your tax money and it decides what to do with the tax money you have given or had looted for the government. But then the government turns around and tells you how you're supposed to spend the little bit they left you. That's not in the Constitution. Never has been. And that's what the Supreme Court is ruling on. And Obama's out there screaming and threatening the Supreme Court, which is the actions of an autocrat dictator. You heard what he said to Putin the other day. You know, you ain't seen nothing yet. When I get my second term, I'll be free to do whatever I want. That's a dangerous warning. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to go back to something I was talking about in the beginning of the program. I am absolutely convinced that the media's fanning of the flames of racial tension from the Trayvon case and from the Tulsa shooting and all these other situations going on is because the U.S. government is seriously afraid, because of the Occupy movement, that the American people are on the verge of standing up and saying, you're fired. Take your private central bank and your corrupt Congress. Get out of our public buildings. We're going to form a new government the way Iceland did in order to save ourselves the way the people of Iceland did. And the federal government is getting ready to basically say, no, you will go on being our slaves because that is your place in society right now. And that's the reason they're trying to convince us not to fight against those who actually have destroyed our standard of living in this country. Because we're down about half of what we were before this all started. We've lost half our standard of living in the last decade. The money junkies are doing just fine. They're doing just great. But for the rest of us, no. And we're angry about it. And justly so. Just like the people of Greece, just like the people of Iceland, just like the people of Egypt. Now, if the U.S. government fails to convince us that we should murder each other to avoid inconveniencing our lords and masters of Wall Street, they are getting ready to bring violence to the streets of America. We're seeing all these civil disturbance and mock riot drills in Washington, D.C. by the U.S. Army. They're getting ready for the American people to march into Washington, D.C. U.S. troops at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington are training as a quick reaction force to civil upset in Washington, D.C. And you know something? They're getting ready to fight the last war, which means they're unprepared for the current war. And I will tell you why, and I've been saying this all along. For a revolution to win in the United States today, it doesn't need to march into Washington, D.C. It doesn't need to fight pitched battles. All a revolution has to do is be seen to survive. And the reason is very simple. In addition to the trillions and trillions of dollars of debt directly owed by the U.S. government to everybody, the U.S. economic system, Wall Street, which is having a bad day on the Dow, yeah, they're still in the red, is home to trillions and trillions of dollars in foreign investment capitals. And their exposure has been amplified by the credit default swaps. Apparently, Goldman Sachs is on the hook for something like $44 trillion on credit default swaps, for which they don't have the cash reserves. Now, all of that foreign money is held here on a promise by the U.S. government that if they make money, they can keep it, and if they lose money, the American taxpayers will be forced to cover the losses. And they demonstrated that back in the 1980s during the SNL bailout, when they took tax money and covered all the losses from the crashing of the savings and loan associations. And we, the American people, were told by the corporate media that we were saving widows and orphans and pensioners who really had no other recourse. The reality is that the vast majority of those SNL accounts that were being made good by the Resolution Trust Corporation were numbered, brokered corporate investment accounts. And so George Bush Sr. was demonstrating to the rest of the world that the United States is now a fascist economic state where profits are kept private and losses are socialized across the entire population. That was the demonstration. And that's why money kept coming into the United States financial system, even though our productivity and our manufacturing continue to decline. So that debt, that foreign investment capital, not the direct debt, but the foreign investment, is now a knife poised at the jugular of Washington, D.C. Because the instant those foreign investors come to understand that the U.S. government is no longer able to make good on that promise to force you to make up the losses from failed business investment in this country, that money will vanish. It'll be like the movie Rollover, only for real. And once it starts, there'll be no stopping. They'll be heading for the fire exits as fast as they can. And that is why when there is a revolution in this country, it can be peaceful. Occupy was the first warning of it, where they're out there saying, we will not cover the losses of the 1% any longer. We're not going to cover the failings of America's financial crooks. We won't pay for their crimes. We won't pay for their losses. And the message is starting to get out. And very easily could get out this year. And that's what Washington, D.C. and Wall Street are terrified of. And so a revolution in this country does not need to attack public buildings. It does not need to fight pitched battles. It does not need to march into Washington, D.C. It just needs to sit in place and say, we will not pay the losses any longer. And the longer they do that, and the longer they're heard doing that and seen doing that, the closer we get to that day when all the foreign investors say, you know something, I don't believe the U.S. federal government can cover its losses any longer. And we don't want any more of these freshly printed dollars from the Federal Reserve because that's damaging the value of the investments we already have. And they'll start pulling their money out, and it will happen all at once. It'll be over so fast it'll make your head spin. And so for all of these U.S. troops that are training to defend the city of Washington, D.C. against the rampaging hordes of revolting peasants, they're preparing for the wrong war. Because it's not going to happen. Nobody's planning on storming Washington, D.C. I want to go there as a tourist myself. I certainly want all the records preserved, and I certainly want all the museums protected. Nobody wants to go in and burn Washington, D.C. to the ground. Because even though the present government has gone wrong, this is still the heart and soul of our nation and our culture. And over in the National Archives, there's still a couple of little parchments, actually hemp paper, called the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And I think that Constitution is still a good starting place for a new government. Up through and including Amendment 13, maybe we don't need the Electoral College any longer. And there's some other parts that need to recognize the improvements in technology over the last 200 some odd years. But when the revolution comes to this country, it will simply be people saying, we're not going to pay the bills any longer. And the foreign money will vanish, Wall Street will collapse, and the federal government will fall into the black hole with it. And that's how it's all going to be won. So you don't need to be going into violence, and that's another reason why the federal government's trying to trick you into violence against each other. The federal government is desperate for the white people and the black people to be fighting each other, because the thing they fear most is for white people to reach out their hands to the black people and say, you and I are brothers in a common cause against the money junkies. That's what keeps the money junkies awake at night, worrying about that. We know the government is buying up all kinds of ammunition. They're arming themselves. Department of Agriculture, 300,000 rounds of ammo, which is amazing because they just fired all their chicken inspectors. Department of Education is buying shotguns now. The U.S. Forest Service has bought 300,000 rounds of ammunition. What are they going to do? Go out and start shooting beavers? You can't build that dam here. All righty, we're going to grab a phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brother Michael. How you doing there, big guy?
Well, not bad for a Monday.
Ah, that's good. Hey, you know, Mike, I agree with you that on the peaceful thing and to stay in and let the peace take its course. But I think they're trying all they can do to get, like you said, the people out in the streets. And I think they're doing it by the gas climbing. I just talked to one of my buddies that drives about an hour and a half away into Milwaukee. He spends $130 on gas in a week. You know, and it's getting to the point that I love peace. I'm a humble man. But I just think these guys are going to push the envelope to where and you're going to get, and you know there's militias in this country. And
yeah, but most of them are run by FBI informants.
Well, that's true. I'll agree with you on that. But I do know there are militias. We have to say there are militias in this country. And we do know that on the other side, you talked about it in the past, where they'll put a couple puppets across the line and start a spark to start a wildfire.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, Mike, I wanted you to address a little bit more. I don't know if you did it the first hour, but isn't it something that it's real quiet over there about Iran? I mean, I haven't been tuning in that much, but the quietness, I think, is going to start really hitting the fan this a couple months. You move all that machinery over there, and when silence comes, watch out. So I just wanted to call in, and you keep preaching that fire and truth, brother, and I just wanted to drop a couple of those to you there, guy.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. The gas price situation, I don't think is designed to provoke a reaction. I think the reason gas prices are going up right now is obviously a result of the sanctions. And I think Obama is planning that he's going to get into maybe September, October, and then he'll do something to lower gas prices, like release strategic reserves to increase the supply and drive prices back down just in time for the election. Yes, vote for Obama. He lowered your gas prices. So obviously he's okay with them going up now and gouging you now so that he can look like a hero down the road. But in terms of inciting problems, yeah, old trick. We'll be right back.
If you- you're not prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried foods, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about all this stuff that's going on that's related to the campaign. I mean, everything that Obama does this year is all about increasing his chances for re-election. And then as he tells Putin, after that, the limits will be off. He'll do whatever he feels like. It's always the danger of a second-term president. Interestingly enough, I just saw a thing on the corporate media where they've released footage of Osama bin Laden's wives and children, his family pictures. How wonderful. Who cares? I'm not, you know, I didn't even pay attention to my own relations. I'm not interested in Osama bin Laden's wives, especially because they got them all, you know, covered up. You know, this big black blob on the table. Yes, that's bin Laden's wife. Okay, great. Why? Why are you wasting my time with this thing? Well, I'll tell you why. Between now and November, regular as clockwork, the corporate media will find some reason to remind you about what an evil person Osama bin Laden was. Because President Obama is going to run on the thing about how I got bin Laden, even though we know he didn't. It was a fraud. It was a hoax. The real Osama bin Laden died back in 2001 of natural causes. Have you seen that plastic toy that somebody put out of President Obama standing over the body of bin Laden, and bin Laden's got the bullet in the forehead? President Obama's looking manly and how Rambo-esque and everything. And it's this little ornament you can put on your desk, and if they weren't so expensive, I'd get one as an April Fool's joke. But that's it. It's all about, yes, remember, you love the president because he got the evil one. And no, he didn't. It was another hoax there. All right, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Interesting little story. As you know, marijuana has been sort of coming up in the media about should it be legalized or not. And I think if this idea of fanning up race riots doesn't work, that marijuana may be legalized so that the energy goes out of the revolution. It's like the old George Carlin routine. Marijuana swept the neighborhood and gang fighting went away. People got peaceful all of a sudden here. So there's this interesting story. Apparently, one of the companies that develops safety data and statistics for the automobile insurance company did a study. And they were looking at the dangers of driving while intoxicated on marijuana. We all know the dangers of driving while intoxicated on alcohol. And this study found that for people just mildly indulging in marijuana, the incidence of accidents actually went down. They were safer drivers because they tended to be a little bit more focused and not distracted, and mostly because they were just generally driving a lot slower and they were generally under the speed limit. Whereas in our society, it's usual for people to be, you know, 5 miles over the speed limit because that's where the cops start writing tickets. And so a rather interesting revelation that being slightly buzzed on marijuana actually makes you a safer driver. Not that I'm encouraging anybody to go out there and do it, but it's a reminder that, you know, alcohol we know is bad for you, kills brain cells. Marijuana seems to have a lot of legitimate medical use. It actually stimulates the growth of brain cells. And at my age, I need all I can get. But it's banned. Why? Well, because you can control the flow of alcohol and tax it. But if you're growing pacalolo out in your backyard and you're enjoying that, nobody gets their piece of the action. And it's a reminder of how much of our society is geared around that piece of the action idea. We're seeing it as they start attacking home gardeners and small farmers and saying, no, you will get your food from the big corporations because we get a piece of the action that way. You're not allowed to grow your own. You're not allowed to be independent. You're not allowed to live your own life away from the matrix, because the matrix is all about the piece of the action. Now, here's a story we talked about last week, and I'm going to hit it again. And I know it's a repeat, but it made me very, very, very angry. And it's about how scientists have established that the vaccines pumped into us back in 2009 for the so-called swine flu pandemic have triggered a 17-fold increase in narcolepsy among our kids. And the reason I am angry about this is back in 2009, the alternative media was pointing out there was no pandemic. The World Health Organization and the CDC simply lowered the threshold. They issued warning after warning, it's coming, and people were saying, well, when it gets here, we'll do something about it. And we weren't rushing off to throw our money at the pharmaceutical companies fast enough. So they lowered the threshold for what constitutes a pandemic and said, oh, we're in a pandemic now. And really, the rates of infection were no more serious than the normal seasonal flu, but by golly, they had swine flu vaccine to sell. And the media was pounding, it's coming, it's going to destroy you, it's going to be terrible unless you get your shot. So people went out and they got the shots. And the vaccine companies made a lot of money. And it turned out we were vaccinated for a disease that wasn't really a threat, and it harmed our children. We'll go into that in a little more detail when we come back. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
America, welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the swine flu pandemic of 2009 and how everybody was being encouraged to rush out and get this swine flu pumped into their arms. And it was during this fear-mongering of a coming pandemic that was just going to be a slate wiper that the rules regarding vaccine manufacture were changed. Now, we know the bill that created the Department of Homeland Security included a provision that protects vaccine manufacturers from civil lawsuits if their products cause harm. And it was considered that this was done because of the growing awareness that a mercury-based preservative, thimerosal, is the primary cause for an epidemic of autism, which continues to hit American children. And there was a big thing about how, all right, we will yield to public pressure, we're not going to have it anymore. Now we're finding out the FDA is admitting thimerosal is still being used, and the rates of autism continue to climb. And you cannot sue the vaccine manufacturers, because then the terrorists would win. And during the swine flu pandemic of 2009, We had this idea, well, we have to fast-track vaccines. We have to get them in the marketplace. We have to bypass some of the testing. And so GlaxoSmithKline comes out with this Pandemrix for the swine flu. And by the way, the flu they were bandying about wasn't just swine flu. It was a hybrid between avian swine and human flu, which is why I called it the when pigs fly flu. And we found actual scientific journal articles that the CDC had been creating this artificial Frankenvirus years before by splicing swine flu, human flu, and pig flu. And it was going to be this really lethal whatever, and it never happened. I remember an article in National Geographic back in, I think it was 2006, where they had these little tiny bubbles, you know, the 1919 swine flu, and it was this little bubble, and then SARS and all the, and then they had the 2009 swine flu, and it was this big bubble. It was going to destroy, you know, significant part of the human population. And it never happened. It was a sales pitch to get you to buy and pump into your children this chemical concoction from GlaxoSmithKline. You paid money to buy medicine for perfectly healthy children to protect them from a disease that just wasn't a threat. It's like this whole Gardasil. Everybody's being told to buy this stuff for an illness that they've got a less than 1% chance of ever encountering. And now we're finding out, years later, that the children who were given this Pandemrix have seen a 17 times increase in a condition called narcolepsy, where their brains are not functioning, they're not able to stay awake, they keep nodding out. We're hearing that over in Uganda, entire populations have been stricken with what they're calling the nodding disease, which sounds like narcolepsy. This is what happens when you allow money junkies to take control of the health system and turn it from a system about health into just another money-making scam. Which is why you wind up with these TV commercials, these very glitzy TV commercials, for the latest, greatest, newest, patented, we're the only people you can buy it from, but you want to buy it from us to cure whatever, hair loss, can't get it up, all kinds of stuff. It's being declared a medical condition instead of just nature doing what nature does. You can cure the effects of being a carbon-based life form by taking our medication. And then at the end, there's all these little explanations about, you know, if you take this, you know, it might make your head fall off. And it's not our fault if it does, because we warned you. Followed by the inevitable ambulance chaser commercial saying, have you been harmed by dichloromethylfecalfermin? We'll sue you for compensation. Like, compensation is going to fix all the problems that have resulted. You know, was somebody that you love absolutely destroyed by this medication? We'll get you money, and goes into court and so forth and so on. Hippocrates, who's considered the father of medicine, had this idea that the very first responsibility of anybody in the medical field is to not do any harm. And our present pharmaceutical industry has forgotten that. They're selling medications to healthy people that are causing all kinds of problems. Some executives from one of these big pharmaceutical industries just got sent to jail because they knew the medicine they were selling was bad, and they hid that. Why? Well, we got to make the stockholders happy. It's money junkie thinking, and we need to get it out of the critical areas of our society. Medicine, healthcare, nuclear technology. I understand wanting to be wealthy. And I understand that people like a James Cameron, who had that wonderful little thing on National Geographic last night, people like that who do good work, and you voluntarily buy the movie tickets and the DVDs and the Blu-rays, and he becomes rich because of it, that's how it's supposed to work. That's capitalism. And these are the people we can admire and respect. But when you have people who are so in love with money that they will do anything, including make you sick so that you become dependent on the healthcare industry, that's why nobody's looking for a cure. They want treatments. The entire model of the modern American medical establishment is they need a population of sick people that are permanently kept sick in order to extract money from them. It's Munchausen syndrome by pharmacy. Got a caller on the line, Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, first of all, I don't worry. You know, I have a hard time staying awake as it is, so maybe I already got that nodding disease. And as far as not, where my head will fall off.
Maybe it's just me talking too much and you're falling asleep from that. Everybody out there, wake up, wake up, wake up. You don't have the vaccine. It's just me being me.
And as far as my head falling off, well, I go through every day of my life not using it to start with, so it's not like I'm going to have a problem adjusting.
Well, you should be running for Congress. I'll vote for you.
Yeah, they won't vote for me because I'm too gosh darned honest.
Oh, that's it. That's the kiss of death right
there.
Yeah,
I know it. It's one of those terrible, horrible, rotten character flaws that I have. But, hey, man. You know, talking about H1N1, would you believe I've had it twice?
Well, my goodness, so much for the theory that antibodies are going to protect you the second time around.
Well, you know, first time I had it was, you remember back, what was it, 1972, 73, I was 10 years old.
Okay.
I was sick.
You're lucky you survived. Well, you didn't have the vaccine back there in 1976, did you? Because the vaccine killed more people than the swine flu did.
I didn't get vaccinated.
Good for you. No wonder you're still alive.
I was sick as a dog for about 2 weeks. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm here to tell you, I was sick. And then in 2009, guess what happened? I got
yep.
the swine flu.
Yep.
I was sick as a dog for 2 weeks. I don't do vaccines and I don't do pharmaceuticals and I haven't for over 30 years. I never, hardly ever get sick.
I think right now this whole vaccine thing has just turned into a scam. It's just making money by selling medicine to healthy people. You know, it's like the old traveling Wild West medicine show. You roll the wagon in and you say, out there across the Great Plains, there's a plague laying waste to the native red man, but I have the cure here today. And you just sell a bunch of bottles, they drink it, you get your money, and then you skedaddle out of town. And the people are all happy because they think they're protected from this plague that wasn't really coming after all, and it's just another scam. And I'm the same way that you are. I don't get vaccinated anymore. I don't remember the last time I got a vaccine for anything. And, you know, they just confirmed that kids who are vaccinated for whooping cough are more likely to get it than kids who didn't get the vaccines. It's one of the biggest scams played against humanity in modern times. And, you know, not too long ago, let me talk to you for a minute, Arthur, and then I'll let you continue. Not too long ago when I was wandering around our local flea market, I found one of these machines from the 1920s that were used in doctors' offices to give you electric shocks, to improve whatever. There were about like 16 different things that this were on the instruction manual that this thing was good for. There was even a hairbrush, the idea that you'd brush your hair with this thing and it was giving you a shock to your scalp and it would prevent baldness. I'm not kidding you. And this was in regular medical doctors' offices. And I bought the thing and I sent it to my niece, who's a doctor for the Air Force, as a reminder that just because somebody says this is really good medicine doesn't mean that it is. This wasn't a quack device. I mean, we recognize it as such now, but this was actually used in medical doctors' offices. And so you remember the absurd things being peddled to people by the medical establishment back then. You need to step back and say, is what they're peddling to us right now just as nonsensical and pointless and geared toward profit? There's a wonderful movie called The Road to Wellville, and Anthony Hopkins plays Dr. Kellogg, for whom the breakfast cereal was eventually named, and he had this health spa that had some of the silliest and most ridiculous things you'd ever see in it, but it was all accepted medical practice at the time. It's all about selling stuff. It's all about money. It's not health, it's money. And again, I think we're seeing it today. I think a lot of what is peddled by the orthodox medical establishment, it's just another product to sell for more money, and the efficacy of it is not established, and in a lot of cases, there's a lot of harm there, especially this whooping cough vaccine situation, and now the narcolepsy from the pandemics.
My God. The insanity of it all.
Yeah, it is. Got anything else for us, Arthur?
Well, you know, it's something else you said earlier. You were talking about marijuana, and I'm beginning to wonder if maybe that's probably part of my problem is because I eat hemp. Well, I grow my own vegetables. I am about as organic as you possibly get. I mm-hmm. eat hemp, and I'm a chronic pot smoker.
Okay.
So
how old are you?
I'm 50 years old.
Okay.
You wonder...
Well, you
know
anything,
to, maybe
anything
I
can be used...
Heard something...
Anything can be used to destructive levels. We know that there are things that are good for us that, you know, in moderate doses. We know that the reason opium is so popular, it's a wonderful painkiller in moderate doses.
Absolutely.
Cocaine was originally sold as a dental it's a dental anesthetic in moderate doses. Marijuana in moderate doses has been shown to stimulate the growth of brain cells. Okay, obviously anything... You know, that you're doing every single day, like alcohol or something, you reach a point where you're doing more harm than good. And I'm not, that's why I'm not telling everybody to run out and start rolling up a big, huge doobie and partying, because obviously moderation. But, at this point, I think marijuana should be legalized and alcohol banned at this point. But I understand from the last time prohibition really didn't work all that well.
No, I didn't. And it's not like I smoke from time I get up to time I go to bed. It's usually in the evening.
Yeah.
I've been working my butt off all day. I'm tired. I hurt like the dickens because I've got major back problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trampled by horses, which means I'm in pain all the time. So in the end of the evening, it is a absolutely fantastic muscle relaxer, painkiller, and it helps me sleep.
Well, I can't argue with that one. I can't argue with that one at all. And again, we're seeing more and more indications that marijuana is actually better for you than alcohol. But they can't tax marijuana you're growing in your backyard. So they're going to say you will drink the alcohol because we tax that. You will not grow and smoke marijuana because we don't get a piece of that action. And
well,
that's where public policy is geared to profitability, not what is really best for the people.
Well, that's where they're not using their heads, because if they would allow it to be grown and packaged as a commercial product, they could tax it, pull in the revenue, and my God, how much revenue could they pull in from that?
Well, see, the thing is, that's not going to work, because people are always going to say, I'm just going to grow it in my backyard and avoid the tax.
I can make alcohol in my living room.
Yeah, but it's a lot more difficult than dropping a few seeds. You know, when I lived in North Hollywood, way, way, way before the statute of limitations expired on this thing, you know, you buy marijuana and it still had the seeds in it. I understand they've wised up and now when you buy pot, it doesn't have seeds in it. But you used to get the seeds and I used to just drop them in this little strip of dirt and grass, you know, by where I parked my car in the back alley. And all of a sudden one day I looked out and realized I had a heck of a bumper crop out there, you know. You know, you've heard of the good pot like Michoacan and all the rest of this stuff. I had North Hollywood Alley. That was my brand.
Oh, hey. Can't go wrong there, man. Anyway, hey, thanks a lot, man. And keep it wired tight, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? George, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. I guess, George, there you are.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, just speaking about vaccines, someone last week, I know, CPS did a raid. Actually, it was a SWAT team raid, Mike, excuse me, because a bunch of homeschoolers were having a measles party. Instead of taking the vaccine, they had a measles party.
Oh,
and
ECF
thought it was child endangerment. You know, actually giving the kids the measles. So.
Well, I know that's basically you want to give the kids measles when they're younger and they're more able to survive it. And I know they used to do that when I was a kid as well, that, you know, when one kid would get measles, the other parents would say, oh, let's get it over with. And they'd they'd get him exposed and so forth and so on. At this point, given all the bad choices the government has made on our behalf, I really think that medical care of a child ought to be left up to the parent. And if the parent makes a mistake, they have to live with that. But I would rather have individual parents going in a million different directions and only have some of them be wrong than have the government come in and mandate everybody take a vaccine and everybody's gone in a wrong direction. All it's going to take is one mistake with these forced vaccinations to create a generation of sterile children, and the human race simply vanishes from the face of the earth, except for the Amish, which might not be a bad idea.
Well, you know, my cousin John, he has brain cancer and bone cancer, and mm-hmm. he was smoking marijuana until his minister said he's sinning against God smoking marijuana.
Okay, we got to take a break. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. George, stay with me. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Coming April 28th and 29th.
Getpreparedexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits.
Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways.
1,000 packets of heirloom seeds.
1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map.
1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster.
25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss.
10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Sheely.
And plenty more.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Go to GetPreparedExpo.com.
One-day passes, $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes, $15.
At GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
If you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with George in Texas. You said you had a friend with brain and bone cancer, and his pastor said he was sinning by smoking marijuana. What happened with that?
Well, actually, it's my cousin.
It's your cousin.
And he told him to take the meds from the doctor. But here's the dilemma, Mike, is the pain medication that he takes makes him suicidal. And marijuana actually helps him sleep, helps him relax, helps with the pain, you know. And it's like, and I just told my cousin, I said, God put marijuana on the earth for a reason.
That was exactly the point I was going to make, is the pastor seems to have sold out to the pharmaceutical lobby, because the pharmaceutical lobby, that's all man-made stuff. And marijuana is something that if you believe in a God creating all of nature, well, you know, I mean, we look, you know, look at the duckbill platypus. Doesn't that tell you that God was smoking marijuana during that phase of creation? Take a beaver, stick on a duckbill, and have it lay eggs, you know.
His way of
annoying Darwin.
I just told him, I said, there's no moral dilemma with you smoking pot. I said, you know, and I basically said, I just think the pastor's just ignorant of the facts about marijuana. I said, you're not using it for recreational use. You're just using it just to function daily. So, and I just told him there's no shame in it. You know, you're not doing nothing immoral. You're not, the hellfire is not going to come over on you because you're having a joint.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, listen. I got to let you go because we got one more caller, and we're down to the last couple of minutes of the show. So, George, thank you. And unfortunately, I need to – I lost track of our last caller. Malcolm in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. What's up? Aloha.
Aloha.
Just going to tell you, there is definitely a scam with vaccinations. I am a nurse here in Austin, and here's the scam. The pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination that hospitals give the patients, they pay $5 per vaccine from that from Merck, and they charge over $350 on that if you get it in our hospital. Also, the flu shots, we pay, I think it's about $5 or $6 also to Sanofi Pasteur, which is the medical company where we get those from. And we charge over $180 for that if you get that in our facility. So there is definitely a scam with that. And also, to make matters worse, now if you're about to get a doctor of medicine, you complete your training in medical school, they will not give you your doctor of medicine doctorate unless you show that you had your recent flu shot. So, yeah, there is definitely a scam with this.
We're losing our freedom of choice. We lost our freedom of choice for banking. We've lost our freedom of choice, you know, for the kind of food that we're going to have and how we're going to live our lives, and we're losing freedom of choice regarding our medical care. I mean, you know, we're definitely going into USSR kind of a lifestyle here, and I think that's very, very scary, you know. Anyway, listen, thank you very much for the call. I'm going to let you go here. We're coming up basically on the end of the show. I hope everybody had a good holiday weekend, had a chance to spend time with your family. Like I said, we got our website pretty much back together. We're going to start building a whole new one to be looking forward to. So until tomorrow, we'll be back here on the Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Support alternative media. Support Ron Paul. Support the Occupy movement. Watch out for those gosh darn money junkies. And we'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.